1 Maccabees, chapter 16. And John went up from Gazara, and told Simon his father what Sondebius was doing. And Simon called his two oldest sons, Judas and John, and said to them, I and my kindred and my father's house have fought the battles of Israel from our youth, even to this day, and things have prospered in our hands, that we should deliver Israel oftentimes. But now I am old, and you degree moreover, by his mercy, are of a sufficient age, be you degree instead of me and my brother, and go forth and fight for our nation, but let the help which is from heaven be with you. And he chose out of the country 20,000 men of war and horsemen, and they went against Sondebius, and slept at Modon. And rising up in the morning, they went into the plain, and, behold, a great army came to meet them, of footmen and horsemen, and there was a brook between them. And he encamped near them, he and his people, and he saw that the people were afraid to pass over the brook, and he passed over first, and the men saw him, and passed over after him. And he divided the people, and set the horsemen in the midst of the footmen, but the enemy's horsemen were exceedingly many. And they sounded with the trumpets, and Sondebius and his army were put to the rout, and there fell of them many wounded to death, but those who were left fled to the stronghold. At that time was Judas, John's brother, wounded, but John pursued after them, till he came to Kidron, which Sondebius had built, and they fled to the towers that are in the fields of Azotus, and he burnt it with fire, and there fell of them about 2,000 men. And he returned into Judea in peace. And Ptolemy the son of Abubuz had been appointed captain for the plain of Jericho, and he had much silver and gold, for he was the high priest's son-in-law. And his heart was lifted up, and he was minded to make himself master of the country, and he took counsel deceitfully against Simon and his sons, to make away with them. Now Simon was visiting the cities that were in the country, and taking care for the good ordering of them, and he went down to Jericho, himself and Mattathias and Judas his sons, in the 177th year, in the 11th month, which is the month Sabbat, and the son of Abubuz received them deceitfully into the little stronghold that is called Doc, which he had built, and made them a great banquet, and hid men there. And when Simon and his sons had drunk freely, Ptolemy and his men rose up, and took their arms, and came in upon Simon into the banqueting place, and killed him, and his two sons, and certain of his servants. And he committed a great iniquity, and recompensed evil for good. And Ptolemy wrote these things, and sent to the king, that he should send him forces to aid him, and should deliver him the country and the cities. And he sent others to Gazara to make away with John, and to the captains of thousands he sent letters to come to him, that he might give them silver and gold and gifts. And others he sent to take possession of Jerusalem, and the mount of the temple. And one ran before to Gazara, and told John that his father and kindred were perished, and he has sent to kill you also. And when he heard, he was sore amazed, and he laid hands on the men that came to destroy him, and killed them, for he perceived that they were seeking to destroy him. And the rest of the acts of John, and of his wars, and of his valiant deeds which he did, and of the building of the walls which he built, and of his doings, behold, they are written in the chronicles of his high priesthood, from the time that he was made high priest after his father.